Okay, today's daf is Tet Zayin. We'll start at the beginning of the second parak on Tet Vav and Mubet. I'll do Refuah Shleimot. I think I'm going to do them now once a month. I'll do kind of... Sarah bat Tova, Orli Pnina bat Recha Frida, Rafal Aviv, Rachamim ben Tzipor, Roni bat Sarah, Avamun bat Chava, Yelet HaShachar bat Shoshana Baruch HaShulamit bat Yon, Miriam bat Chaya, Vililuin Nishmat Rav Tzvi Chaim ben Leah Etzel, Hershul Tzvi Shlomo Chaim ben Pesach Bedina Sarah. Okay, so new Mishnah. We're starting out new Perek, but similar topic. Kol hazvachim shekiblu daman. Okay, any zvachim that... Okay, what we really mean here is that we're talking about all the talichim after shchita, the three avodot, past shchita, right? So we have Kabbalah, okay, kiblu daman. The Mishnah says... If they did Kabbalah, but what they really mean is Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. Okay, that's how this mission is understood. Okay, now, who is Mekabel Daman in these cases? And we're going to see all these cases are going to be Pasul. Azar, okay, someone who's not a Kohen, right? Because remember, Shechita can be done by a non-Kohen. But once you get past Shechita, everything has to be done by a Kohen. Onen, that's someone, a close relative, who they sit shiva for, dies, and they haven't yet buried the person. Tvul yom. Okay, we're going to go through in the Gemara all these cases. As soon as we finish the Mishnah, I'll go through what the structure of today's daf is going to be. Tvul yom is someone who toveled in the mikvah. They were tum'ah, that you go right away to the mikvah, you go in the morning, and then throughout that day, they're not going to be tovelim until the sun sets, okay? Mechusar Kippurim. There's a number of people who have a 7-day tahara process, and then in the morning of the 8th, they bring a korban. So in that case, they go to the mikvah on the 7th day. They wait till Harev Shemesh, but at that stage, they're still considered mechusar Kippurim because they haven't yet finished the process, like for a metzora, for instance. Okay, so until the korban is brought on the 8th day, they're called a mechusar Kippurim. Umechusar begadim. This is not to be confused with a mechusar kippurim. It's very different. This is someone who, a kohen gadol, who did the avoda with less than the 8 begadim that he's supposed to do, right? There's 8 garments he wears, 8 pieces of garments or garments. A regular kohen has 4. If he is not wearing all 4, he's called a mechusar begadim. So from here, you learn an interesting halacha that if he does the avoda and he's missing part of the begadim that he's supposed to wear, then it's pasul. Shelo rachatz yadayim v'raglayim. Okay, he has to wash his hands. There's a machloket about whether the water has to be in a kli or not in a kli. I think that's the machloket I remember. Anyway, just double check that. There's a machloket about whether it's right. Does it have to be specifically from right? Mishar klei sharet. I think it's a machloket whether it has to be from the kiyur or it can be from in another kli sharet. Anyway, there's a machloket about that. In arel, okay, what's an arel? Arel, what do you mean an arel? How could you have a kohen arel that's working, right? He doesn't have a brit milah. But it would be a case where someone didn't have a brit milah. Rashi explains, and there's a bit of a machloket about this, but let's take Rashi's shita, which is that he... his brothers all died from a brit milah, and then already there's a chazakah that you can't do the avoda, okay? That you can't do a brit milah because you have a chazakah that you're in arel, so you can't do the avoda. So we're gonna not allow that. Okay, tameh, someone who's tameh. Okay, obviously that's gonna be pasul. Okay, so in other words, just going back to the arel, he doesn't have a brit milah for okay reasons, but he's still not allowed to work in the mikdash. Okay, tameh, someone who's tameh, someone who's yoshev, you can't do the avoda while you're sitting. Someone who's omed al gabei kelim, or al gabei behema, or al gabei raglei chavero. Okay, why they have to bring 2-3 cases of this is a good question. But there's an interesting halacha that the feet of the kohen have to be touching the floor. Okay, kohenim don't wear shoes, because it's chotetz, that's why berkat kohenim, they do without their shoes. So there can't be a chatzitza between him and the floor. Pasal, okay, all these... If you do any of those 3 avodot, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika, in this state, pasal. Kibel b'smol, pasal. Okay, if you accepted the blood in your left hand, pasal. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. There's a machloket about whether in your left hand it's kasher or pasul. So we're gonna leave it at that, and when we get to later, we can, when we get to the Gemara later and a number of Dapim, we'll finally get to that. Today we're going to deal with the first two on the list, Zer and Onain. Okay, I already wrote on this little sheet what the structure of the daf is, okay? So it'll keep it very organized for you. There's three mikorot for Zar, how we know that a Zar who does avoda, his avoda is disqualified, okay? It's mechula. Four mikorot for the Onain, that his avoda is going to be disqualified. And then we're going to say, someone's going to suggest that the din of Onain is only for Korbanot Yachid and not for Korbanot Tzibur, and that suggestion is going to be rejected. That's the whole structure for today. Okay, it sounds very simple. Obviously, each is going to be a little more complicated, but anyway. Zer Minalan. How do we learn about the, Zar. Zar Minalan, sorry. Sunday morning, still waking up. Okay. Zar Minalan. Detana Levi, Daber El Haron Ve'El Banav Lemor, Vayinezru Mikodshe B'nei Yisrael. Okay, so now, what does it say here? The pasuk is, tell Aharon and his sons that they should yinazru, like stay away from Kodshei B'nai Yisrael, v'lo yechalelu atshem Kodshi. I'm reading the whole pasuk, right? And if they stay away, right, then lo yechalelu atshem Kodshi, asher hem makdishim li ani Hashem. So what does this mean? So B'nai Yisrael lemu utemai. Why does it say, v'yinazru mikodshei B'nai Yisrael? Okay, this is... This is, by the way, the context is if they're tmeim. Okay, obviously, why else would the Kohanim have to separate from the Korbanot? So they're tmeim. And it says, separate yourself from the Kodashim of B'nai Yisrael when you're tmeim. So now they say, why does it say Mikodshei B'nai Yisrael? Could have just said Mikodashim. Why does it specifically say B'nai Yisrael? The assumption is B'nai Yisrael must be coming to exclude something. B'nai Yisrael and not something else. B'nai Yisrael lemi utemai. So what is it coming to exclude? It says B'nai Yisrael and not B'nai Yisrael. Maybe it means korbanot of women, you could be mitam, you could deal with when you're tameh. Okay, strange hava mina, right? But anyway, they're obviously going to reject it. They didn't really think it was true. Nashim, korban nashim, betuma karev, what, you can sacrifice the korban of nashim, betuma? Ela lemiute of dekochavim, if you want to say maybe it means B'nai Yisrael and not non-Jews, right? That would have been the most obvious suggestion. So now they're going to say, and that would mean that what? That if you're Tame, you could sacrifice korbanot of non-Jews. That can't possibly be, because hashcha tzitz lo meratzeh, da'amar maru bovdei kochavim ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid lo hurtza, betuma karev. Okay, we have to understand what this means. The Kohen Gadol wore a tzitz, okay? It was this gold plate that said on it, kadosh la'ashem, and it would atone for certain things, and one of the things it would atone for would be if a sacrifice was brought, not if the Kohen was Tameh and brought a sacrifice, which is our topic, but if the Korban itself was Tameh. Okay, so if the Korban was Tameh, like if parts of it, like the Chelev or the Dam, that's the basic case. The Chelev or the Dam of the Korban was Nitma, it would be Miratzeh, meaning you'd be allowed to bring it and it would be atoned for that mistake, okay, for that issue. So now they're saying, in a korban of Ovdei Kochavim, that wouldn't work, which means what? If you have a korban of Ovdei Kochavim that's chelev or dam, it can't be brought as sacrifice because the tzitz won't be meratzeh. So if it can't be brought if the korban itself is tameh, then of course we're going to assume that it can't be brought if the kohen is tameh. Okay? If the tzitz isn't going to be mechaper for that, and the tzitz would be mechaper for a Jew's korban, and therefore it would be accepted, of course then, if the Jew's korban can't be accepted, if the Kohen is Tameh, then of course the non-Jews korban can't be accepted if the Kohen is Tameh.
Yeah. Were there actually non-Jews?
Maybe. Non-Jewish people did bring sacrifices. Whether reality, it's a good question, but it definitely talks about it in the Nevi'im that non-Jewish sacrifices are, you know, are, like there are cases here and there, I think, where it comes up, but, it, you know, in theory it's practiced. There's a whole Gemara, there's a whole... Nebuah about Sukkot, Chag Sukkot, and how all the, you know, the, like Vahaviyotim, the Pasuk of Vahaviyotim, Al Har Kodshi, V'simachtim B'Veit Tvilati, L'Techem V'Zibcheihem L'Ratzon Mizdachi, we sing it on Yom HaKippurim, okay, all this, it's the context there is non-Jews bringing Korbanot. So, yeah. So there's a concept of it. Whether, I don't know enough about the history, whether it was actually practiced, I'm trying to think of cases. I'm sure there are definitely cases where non-Jews brought sacrifices. Okay, Debe Rabbi Yishmael Tana. Okay, wait, so according to this, sorry, Ella, I missed the point, Ella Hachi Kamar. This must be what the Pasuk is saying. In other words, what they're going to say is these words, B'nai Yisrael can't really be coming to exclude anything, so B'nai Yisrael must be coming for a different purpose. What must it be coming for to say? Hachi Kamar. Vayinezru mikodshei B'nai Yisrael v'lo yichalelu. Okay, what do they mean by this? They mean if a person is tameh, he should be, right, the kohen is tameh, he should vayinazru. And then Bnei Yisrael also v'lo yichalelu. In other words, Bnei Yisrael should also separate themselves from doing korbanot v'lo yichalelu. In which case, we're basically saying, right, read the pasuk, not really, right? Debrel Bnei Yisrael v'amarta, Debrel Aron v'albana v'yinazru, right? And then mikodshei Bnei Yisrael v'lo yichalelu is like a new thing. And Bnei Yisrael also should separate. That's how he reads the pasuk. So it's a different way of reading this pasuk and basically saying that this pasuk is saying if Jews, regular Bnei Yisrael, go into the avoda, they're going to be, it's mechulal, it's no good. Second source for Zar. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Adi b'kavachomer mibal mum. Okay, for this I charted it out. We're going to see, again, we're going to always have this kavachomer. What's the kal part? I did the chart a little differently than last time. The chart is the psul, what's kal about it, that we should be able to learn from there to a Zar, and then what's the rejection. Okay, so in the end, we're going to actually have it not rejected, but we're going to go through a slew of rejections before we get to the actual thing. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Adi b'kavachomer mibal mum. Ma bal mum she'ochel. The bal mum is allowed to eat sacrifices. Okay, the meat that the Kohanim eat, he's allowed to eat it. And im avad chilel, but if he does avoda, the bal mum is not allowed to avoda. He's chalel b'lamida. Zar she'eino ochel. So what about a czar who's not allowed to eat kodshe kodshim, right? He can eat kodshim kalim, which are meant for everyone, but he can't eat the kodshe kodshim that the balmum can eat. So eino din shim avad chilel, right? The balmum is more kal because he's allowed to eat kodshim, and yet his avoda is disqualified. Therefore, the czar, we should say, since he can't eat the kodshim, then all the more so, his avoda should be disqualified. They say no, because mala balmum, balmum has an extra chumra, even though it's a kula, that they can eat kodshim, but it has a chumra shekena sabo karev kimakriv. This is an interesting chumra. What does it mean? The mum can mess up the kohen, and he can also mess up the object of the sacrifice, the korban, the makriv and the karev. Okay? So it's the same thing. Okay? The way a mum affects a person is the same way it affects an animal. Okay? There's bal mum by the human beings, there's bal mum by, right? This is all in the parsha yesterday. Tamei yochiach. Okay, so now they're going to say what? But the tamei can be mochiach that's not the chumra that makes the avoda disqualified because malita. Oh, so okay, so we're going to basically say so now we have tamei. Okay, tamei lo asabo karev kimakriv. Why not? A tamei, an animal is tamei only once it's dead, and the korban. And a person is tameh, the kohen gets tameh while he's alive. So therefore, the karev and the makriv are not the same because the details of tumah are different for each one. Okay, an animal when he's alive can't become tameh. Okay, so right, Rashi says, Ein behema makabela tumah mechayim. Okay, whereas the kohen gets tameh dafka when he's alive. So therefore, we're going to say that a tameh has a kula, right, that lo asaba karev kimakriv. And yet, if you do the avoda, it's no good. It's disqualified. So what do they say? No, but mala tame, it has its own chumra. Shekein mitame. A tame can be mitame other things. That makes him on a more chamor, right? He's on a more chamor din. So we basically tried bal mum, it didn't work. We tried tame, it didn't work because each of them have their own chumras. But now what do they say? Bal mum yochiach b'chazaret. Right, bal mum can prove though that that's not the issue. Right, it's not the chumra of karev kimakriv is proven by tameh. That can't be the issue, and the tumah of mitameh can't be the issue because right, this is something we've done many times. Right, because the bal mum doesn't have that element. So what do we say? V'chazar adin lo rizeh ki rizeh v'lo rizeh ki rizeh. Right, that one's not like that one, and that one's not like that one. Hatsana shavesh ben. What's the common denominator? Shebahen shemuzharin. They have an azhara. They're warned. You're not allowed to do this. V'im avdo chilelo. And if they do it, right, then their avoda is disqualified. Af ani avizar shehu muzhar v'im avad chilel. So I'll also add to the list the zar. Right, just like that. We'll now say, well, let's take other things that are just like it. The zar is like that, and therefore we're going to say if he did the avodis mechula, it's disqualified. Now they're going to have to say, well, where is there an azhara for the czar that he can't do the avoda? Minayin de muzhar, If we take it from the pasuk, the first source we saw to say that his avodah is mechula, well, chilu begufek tibe. You wouldn't need a kavachomer then, because it says in the pasuk, velo yechalelu et shem kadshi. So you can't say that the azhara is from the words vayinazru, and that we read that pasuk in a very strange way, right? That there's vayinazru, the kohanim, and it's also vayinazru to bnei Israel, that they have to keep away. So therefore, you can't say that, because then we wouldn't need the kavachomer at all. It says it explicitly in the pasuk. Ela mi vizar lo yikrav alechem. Okay, what does it say, right? Zar lo yikrav alechem. This is about the Leviim. It says, v'nilvu elav v'shamru, this is in Bamidbar Yud-Chet Aled. It talks about, this is after Korach. After the Korach incident, and then the Kohanim bring the machtot, right? They try to prove we're the ones who are supposed to do the avoda. You know, what were you complaining about? You wanted to do it, right? It's God chose us. And it says here, v'nuvu alecha v'shamru et mishmeret ol moed l'chol avodat ha'ol, right? You, the Leviim, are in charge to be shomer avodat ha'ol, v'zar lo yikrav alechem. Okay? And no, or actually the Kohanim, not the Leviim, the Kohanim, and no zar can come. So they say, ah, zar lo yikrav alechem must be the azhara that a zar can do the avoda. And notice it doesn't say there in the pasuk that if he does, it will be mechut, right? It will be disqualified. So that's why we need the kav chomer to teach us. Yes, it's true, it's forbidden, but how do we know it's disqualified? So in the end, we say we learn it from the balmum and the tame. Okay. However, we're not done yet because we're going to have some more questions. Ika lemifrach, you can knock out those two because you could say that those two have a chomer that doesn't exist by the zar. What is that? They're not allowed when the bama, we talked about this bamat yachid. This is when there's no Beit HaMikdash or Mishkan, you're allowed to do bamot outside that area. You can make your own bama wherever you want and sacrifice something. And there, what do we know? That they are not allowed bizman bamot. Whereas a zar, very interestingly, according to this, can sacrifice his own sacrifice when there are bamot, okay? An individual can just bring his own sacrifice. But you can't do it if you're tamei, and you can't do it if you're a baal mum, okay? So they say, lo tema tamei yochiach, fine, so tamei is no good, because it's hutra bebama, lo hutra bebama, okay? And therefore it has this chumrah. Ela ema onen yochiach. So erase tamei, put in baal mum and onen, okay? So first we'll start with onen itself. Mala onen has its own chumrah. So we're now going to start like from the beginning. Like when we took up Tameh, we said, oh, well, it has its own chumrah. And then we're going to start saying, well, what about that together with Baal Mum? So Shekain Asur B'Maser, and Onen can't eat Maser Sheni, and that gives an element of chumrah that doesn't exist by the others, right? Doesn't exist by the Zar. So what are we going to say? It's Asur B'Maser Sheni, right? A Zar obviously can eat Maser Sheni, and an Onen can't. But what do they say? Baal Mum Yochiach. Right, a baal mum can eat maser sheni, so therefore that's not the issue. V'chazar adin lo rizeh ki rizeh atzad ha-sheveh shebehen she-muzharin. Right, what's the issue? They're muzharin and im avdo chililo, okay, both by onen and by baal mum. So we can learn it from there. Again, the Gemara says, well, hachanami lifroch, ma la atzad ha-sheveh shebehen she-ken lo utru b'bama. But an onen is not mutar b'bama either. So how could you say this? But matkif la Rav Sama bered Rav uman le malanda onen asur bebama dilma sharei bebama. How do you know? In other words, they didn't really know. Okay, this is a good example. We've seen this many times in the Masechet. I didn't really talk about it from a glance, but maybe I'll mention it now. That we saw a lot of cases where there's dinim. What's happening a lot in this Masechet is clearly there are tons of details about korbanot, but yet despite all the details the Torah brought, by each case it doesn't mention every possible thing, and each time, and it's a whole question, what do we learn from one to the other? So we have onen, which is talked about mostly in the Mikdash. The question is, does it apply in the Chutz LaMikdash? Now, why would you think onen wouldn't apply to the bama? Okay, whereas tameh, it's obvious to them it applies by the bama. Okay, that it can't be makriv on a bama when you're tameh. But the reason is, it says, and I put it on your sheet, it says, umina, the whole source for onen we're going to learn soon, is from this pasuk about the Kohen Gadol, where the Kohen Gadol is told, umina mikdash lo tetse. When you're in onen, don't leave the mikdash. You, only you, the Kohen Gadol, but any other Kohen is supposed to leave the mikdash. Now, what does it say there? What word? Mikdash. Specifically, it says mikdash and not like some more general term that would include some other, right? So they're going to say only the mikdash, but not bamot, okay? So therefore, that's his logic for thinking that that's the case. And if you say, right, he says, if you say it is Utar Bamot, it sounds like we're not 100% sure, but if you say it is, then you can learn it from Baal Mum and Onen. Okay, so that was our second option. Okay, it took a long time to get through. It was our second option to learn. How do we know that Zaru does avoda is mechulal? So the first one was that we're reading of the pasuk vayinezru mikodshei bnei Israel, and the second one is a kal vachomer from Baal Mum and Onim. Okay, now we're going to have a third, and the third one's going to be similar to the second in that it's a kal vachomer. Rav Misharshi Amar Atya kal vachomer miyoshev. Okay, what did our Mishnah say? If you're sitting in the Beit HaMikdash, right, when you're doing the Avoda, it's Pasul. Ma Yoshev She'ochel, just because you're sitting doesn't mean you can't eat, right? You just can't do the Avoda sitting. You could obviously eat the Kodshim, this is like we said with the Baal Mum, so we can learn it from here. Ma Yoshev She'ochel, which is a Kula, Im Avad Chilel, okay, and yet, if he did the Avoda, it's disqualified, as we saw in the Mishnah. Zar She'eno Ochel, Eino Din She'im Avad Chilel. Right, but a czar who can't eat, wouldn't we assume that then if he does the avoda, it's disqualified? So again, they're going to say no. Yoshev has its own chumra. What's its chumra? Mal Yoshev shekem pasul eidut is an interesting one. You can't sit when you tell when you say testimony. Okay, so there you see. Now, why is this interesting? Because we're taking Yoshev as a general word, sitting, right? Not as sitting in the Beit HaMikdash doing the avoda. We're taking it kind of out of the context, and we're saying, oh, well, you can learn it from the fact that Yoshev has all sorts of things you can't do while you're sitting, right? What can't you do? You can't testify. So they say, okay, mi Yoshev tami chacham. Ah, but you could learn it from a Yoshev tami chacham, because a tami chacham is allowed to sit. Okay, it's like an issue of respect. This whole
thing. They're not talking about a handicap. Like sits in a wheelchair.
No, they're talking about if you're sitting while you did the avoda.
Then it would be a Baal Mum anyhow.
Right, that's true. Someone handicapped would be a Baal Mum. So they're talking only about if you happen to be sitting, your position at the time. So, miyoshev tam chacham, but what do they say? Ma l'shem yoshev shekem pasul leidut. In other words, you can't say we'll learn it from yoshev tam chacham, who wouldn't be pasul leidut, and therefore there's no tzad chamor. No, because you say, Ma l'shem Yoshev shekem pasul leidut. You can talk about the general term, Yoshev, sitting in general, which, you know, you could have. It's true, you have a tami chacham, but you also have other people who have this tzad chamor about them, that they're pasul leidut. So what do they say? Shem Yoshev lo parichinus. Number one answer is, we don't take this term, sitting in the mikdash, and start comparing it to sitting in a court. Right? The two don't, like, we don't argue general chumras like that. The intim salam parach, and if you really do think we can do that kind of a thing, I'll give you a different answer, which is akim yoshev umechad mehanach. Okay, what can we do? We could do just like we did Baal Mum and Onen. We could do, for example, Baal Mum and Yoshev, or Onen and Yoshev, or something like that. And what would be the only potential issue? Maybe you'd say hutru bebama, right? The Yoshev de Kasher Babama Minalan. So the obvious is, if he's saying this, it must be it's not Hutar Babama. And how do you know that it's not Hutar Babama? Amar Kra La Amod Lifne Hashem L'Sharto. Lifne Hashem V'lo Lifne Bama. Okay? In other words, you would say it is Hutar Babama. In other words, you're allowed to do it on the Bama, because again, just like we had in Mina Mikdash Lotet say, here also it says Lifne Hashem, and the Bama is not Lifne Hashem. Right, Lifnei Hashem is a place where the Shechina Shorah, where we have like an Ol Moed, a Mishkan, or a Beit HaMikdash. But it doesn't apply to a Bama, and therefore, the whole idea of Amidah is Lamod Lifnei Hashem. By the way, it's not such a strange comparison to the court, because when we learned in Sanhedrin, the idea is that there was this understanding that the Shechina was there. That's why also it's in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Lishkat HaGazit, it's the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and there's some comparison there, but still, it's taking this out of context to some other issue. Okay, so the third answer is that we can learn it from either from Yoshev or Kavachomer itself, assuming you can't argue from Yoshev in the court, or Yoshev and one of the others, and then you can say it is Hutar B'Mama, and that's why it's not a Chumra. Okay.
So they didn't prove it.
No, they did. Mm-hmm. Then you have the Kavachomer, okay, because it doesn't have its Sad Chamor, because it's allowed Bizman B'Mot, so that's not a Chumra. So then you'd be able to learn from there to the Tzar. Okay, so there are your three sources for Zar. All of them are possibilities. Now, like I said, we're going to have four for Onen. Onen Minalan. What's interesting about this whole thing is they learned out Zar from Onen, and now they're going to learn, right? It's a little, right, circular. One minalan, dichtiv umina mikdash lo yetze, velo yechalel. Okay, here it talks about the Kohen Gadol, and what does it say? Umina mikdash lo yetze, velo yechalel mikdash alokav. Ki nezer shem mishchat alohav alav ani Hashem. So what do they learn? The Kohen can't leave when he's own in the Kohen Gadol, but, right, and it says velo yechalel, but it means that if you weren't a Kohen Gadol, in other words, don't leave the mikdash, and don't worry, you being in the Beit HaMikdash while you're onen is okay, it won't disqualify the korbanot. So what can you infer? That if you're not the Kohen Gadol and you're supposed to leave the Mikdash and you don't leave the Mikdash and you do work, it will disqualify your Avodah. Now, it's all a good source, except that it's learned out from an inference from the text. Not exactly direct. Right? So, he says, Mikdash lo yetzeh v'lo yechaleh, ha'achir shelo yetzah. Right? But if you have someone else, like another Kohen who doesn't leave, chilel. He would be mechalel if he's an Oni.
How do you know they're not talking about the Avodah of Yom Kippur?
Yeah, because the context there isn't the Avodah of Yom Kippur, right? It's talking general dinim to...
to just leave. But we're talking about which one of you would make pasul.
What?
He would make pasul the Avodah. So how do you... does the Kohen...
whatever...
Did he do work?
Yeah, I think he did korbanot, yeah. I mean, it probably depended on the time and how many Kohenim there were and what was going on. Right.
But how do they know that they're not just talking about the Kohen Gadol who's on hand standing there and not touching anything, that he's actually doing Avodah?
Well, it does say, Belo Yechalel at Mikdash Elohav, Kinezer, you know, in other words, why else would he be staying there? Because he's the manager and he should...
No,
right.
Specifically, what it says, Lo Yetzeh, he shouldn't go out.
Right, but what would he be doing there if not the Avodah?
But if they say not to go out, then...
Right, but I think the idea is that he can work. I think that everyone takes that as an assumption. I think
they saved him for the Yom Kippur thing.
Is that the only thing he did? I think he did other stuff. First of all, he had this mincha chavitim he brought every day, right, twice a day. He had to do that, so that was work he was doing. So yeah, okay. Rabbi Elazar Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Elazar says you can learn it from here. Okay, so that was the first verse. Now we're gonna have another one. Now this is a very strange passage that we've come across before, which is. In the Yemei Miluim, what happened, right? Nadav and Aviyu sacrifice, they bring this Esh Zahah, and then all of a sudden, you right away have Onanim in the Mikdash, right? You have the sons of Aaron, and you have Aaron himself, and you have the two remaining sons. And then there's this case, there was this Seir Chatzad, it was Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, and they did that, they brought the Seirizim for... the series in L'chatat that we've talked about, that they bring on Rosh Chodeshim. Remember, they bring it also on the holidays. They bring it on Rosh Chodeshim. Why do we bring, right? Talk about that. It's L'chaper on Yidi'at Tum'ah. Remember, whether you knew, didn't know, right, on a mistaken Tum'ah. Anyway, they burned it. And Moshe gets very angry that they burned it. Okay? Because you're supposed to eat part of the chatat. And they burnt the whole thing. And Moshe says, why did you burn the whole thing? Okay? He gets very angry at them. Why did you burn the chatat? And he suggests, possible suggestions as to why. And then Aaron explains to him, and he says, "That's one of the. It's a very hard text to understand according to Pshuto. Okay, this is like an explanation of it. Okay? So then Aaron says to Moshe, "Hein hayom hikrivu et chatatam va'olatam lefnei Hashem. Vatikrena oti ka'ele." You can see why this is not so clear what he's saying. "Hein hayom hikrivu et chatatam va'et olatam lefnei Hashem." In other words, Hain, not sure what the word mean Hain here means. Okay, well, behold today. What does that mean? You called me like them. And if I would eat the chatat today, you think that would be good in the eyes of Hashem? So what exactly this means is quite confusing. But Rabbi Elazar darshans it like this. Suamar mehacha. Hain hikrivu, ani hikravti. In other words, Moshe, what did you think? You thought I burnt it because my sons, who were not the Kohanim Gedolim, did the, and that's one of Moshe's suggestions, again, it's only the way the Drash Shot come out about it, is that Moshe thought that maybe Aaron thought that if his kids sacrificed it when they were in Onan, he had to burn it, that it would be no good. Okay, one of the halachot about Onan, by the way, is that yes, you can sacrifice when you're in Onan, but you're not allowed to eat the sacrifice. So what does Aaron say, basically? He says it wasn't them who did it when they were in Onan. It was ani kravti. In other words, it was me, the Kohen Gadol. It's I'm in Onan. Moshe told them, dinei aninu don't apply to you. He says to Elazar v'Itamar, he says, dinei aninu don't apply to you. But what Moshe thought was that maybe Aaron thought that maybe Aaron got confused and thought that Dinei Onin did apply to them, and that's why he burnt it, because they weren't allowed to do it and therefore was disqualified. And Aaron said, no, it was me who did it, and I burnt it, okay, because I burnt it because I'm not allowed to eat it, and therefore, since it couldn't be eaten, he burnt it, okay? That's what he said. So what did they derive from here? Michladi inu akriv shapir isteruf. That's from here you can learn as what happened. One second. According to this, right. So again, there's different ways of how to read this, but the assumption was that Moshe forgot that an onin can't eat, and Aaron was saying the reason why I did it is yes, it was me. I was an onin, but because I can't eat it, I burnt it. But what would be implied from here? That if his sons who weren't an onin, his sons who were an onin but were regular kohanim, then it would have been okay if they had burnt it because it would have been disqualified. Okay? And that's what they derive from here. So again, it's deriving from what it says about the Kohen Gadol to what it, right, the fact that Moshe had suggested, well, maybe you thought if, and as remember, they weren't regular onin because they were supposed to stay in the Mikdash because this was like a unique case. But you can derive from there that what Moshe suggests, what did you think, that they were an Onan and that's why you burnt it because it was disqualified? That if a regular Onan, Kohen, it would be disqualified.
But okay. Why would they be able to sacrifice his sons if they're regular Onan?
Because it was a Hora'at Sha'ah. In other words, sometimes there's exceptions made, and Moshe says, also it came from Hashem, that you are not, I forget the Pesukim, and I forgot to put a Tanakh on the table today, but that basically he says, you are not going to have Dinei Onen apply to you right now, okay? Because it was the Mei Miluim, it was the big right to remove the three basic Kohanim from the Beit HaMikdash at that point, right, who were supposed to do all the Avoda there, was not, you know, Moshe didn't, or Hashem didn't want them. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, my time alo Amar, mi Umin HaMikdash lo Yitzeh. Why didn't he bring that? It's a better proof, right? Amar lecha, mi k'tiv ha'acher shelo yatzach hilel. And it doesn't say, right, it was a derivation. It doesn't say directly that if you're an onen, shelo yatsa, he would be mechalel. So therefore, he didn't like that. And idach, in the first one, my time alo amar mehenik rivu. Why didn't he hold henik rivu? It was a good proof text. Kasavar mipnei tuma nisrafa. He held that the reason there had to do with tuma and it didn't have to do with onen. Okay, that what was the issue? They burnt it because since they couldn't eat it, they were worried that if they kept it, it might become tameh. And the whole issue there was tuma, and it didn't have to do as much with onen. So therefore, that's he didn't think onen was the issue in that pasuk, and that's why he brought the other proof text. Okay, so far we have two. Either it's min hamikdash l'tetzeh, right, for the Kohen Gadol, and that's both are similar in that they're referring to these cases, referring to the Kohanim Gadolim, and from there we can infer to a Kohen Hedyot. To Bei Rabbi Ishmael Tana, remember I told you there's four, so we're going to see two more. What does he say? Ante b'kavachomer mibalmum. Okay, this is going to sound similar. Ma balmum she'ochel and imabad chilel. Onen she'eino ochel, we just said, right? The onen is not allowed to eat kodeshim. Eino din she'imabad chilel. Okay, so we can learn from balmum, but balmum can eat the kodeshim, and yet his avodah is disqualified. So an onen who can't eat the kodeshim, his avodah should be disqualified. Mala Balmum, but again, what are we gonna say? Shasabo krivin kima krivim, right? The way you become a Balmum is the same for the Korban and for the person itself. So what do they say? Oh, Zar Yochiach, right? Again, like I said, it's circular. Now that we have the Zar, oh, Zar will prove. Mala Zar she'en lo takana. But wait a minute. A Zar has no takana ever. He can never come. Whereas in Onen, tomorrow, after the burial, right, he'll already be able to do the avod. So Balmum Yochiach. Again, we're gonna say, well, that's a chumra, it's true, but since one has that chumra and one has that chumra, that proves it's not that chumra that causes this, right? So therefore, what are they going to say? The chazar adin lo rizek rizeh v'lo rizek rizeh hatzara shaveh shebehen shehem musarin im avdu chililo, right? Same thing. They have an asara, and if they did the avoda, it's disqualified. Afani avi onen shemusar v'im avad chilel. Okay, so we're going to have the exact same structure as before. We're going to say the tzara shaveh is their musar and right, it's forbidden to do it according to the Torah, and it's disqualified. So therefore, any other case where it's forbidden, we'll assume it's also disqualified. Now the obvious question is going to be, where is Onen Mushar? Okay, so, Hechan Mushar, Okay, ile mami v'mina mikdash lo yetze chilu begufei tiv. We're going to say exactly the same as before. If you're going to say mina mikdash lo yetze, well, it says there v'lo yichalel et kodesh, whatever the exact words were, but v'lo yichalel et kodesh, right? V'lo yichalel et, let's just get it right. V'lo yichalel et mikdash elohav. Okay, which means if you're going to say the kohen has to stay so that he and yet he's still not mechalel. From there, what do we infer? Well, if the kohen Hedyo does it, he will be, right? He stays, it will be Mechulal. Well, then you wouldn't need this Kal V'chomer because it says it's supposed to be in the Pasuk. So obviously the Azhara is not from that Pasuk according to the Tana de Be'er of Yishmael. Ela Mehene Krivu, it must be from Hene Krivu, V'kasavar Mipnei Aninu Nisrafa, right? Then you'd have to take the approach, you'd have to say, and this is exactly what we did in the last time. We had two Kal V'chomers, and then, right, and then we said, well, where's the proof text, right? And they say, it can't be the first one, it must be, right? So it must be, in this case, they're going to say, it must be the second reading, which is, it was burned because of Aninut, and therefore the Azhara is from that Pasuk, about that very unclear Pasuk, about Aharon and Moshe's conversation, about why Aharon burnt the Chatat. Ikala Mifrach, you can knock down this Kal, okay, that was a side thing, which is just where the Azhara, now we're back to the Kal V'chomer itself. Ikal Mifrach, but you can knock out this Kal V'chomer. We're trying to learn it. Kal V'chomer from Balmum and Azar. Okay, so Balmum plus Zar should get us to where we want to be. But what's the problem? Mala tzav shaveh shebahen shekein lo hutru michlalo. Okay, there's no heter for these in any way. In other words, there's no way to be matir Azar doing avoda, and there's no way to be matir Balmum. Okay? But tamei yochiach, one second. So this right, low, there's no out here. But onain, right? That what's the issue? These two, there's no way out. You're a balmum, you can't do a voda. You're a tzar, you can't do a voda. Let's say it better. There's no exception to the rule. That's what it means. In a onain case, if you take the general category of onan, there's a big exception to the rule. What's that? The Kohen Gadol. In other words, there is someone who's onan who can actually do the avoda. So what do you see here? Maybe it's a din that's more kal, and therefore maybe it's not avodah that's disqualified. Let's put it this way, in very simple terms. If it's such a bad thing to work when you're an onan, then how could they have allowed it for the Kohen Gadol to do? Okay? So therefore, maybe it's not such a bad thing that disqualifies the avoda. Maybe it's just usher to do, but it might not disqualify the avoda. Okay? So, and remember, this is only if you say that you don't learn it from the Pasuk, Minim Akdash Lo Yetzei V'lo Yichalel, because there, if you learn it from there, it's obvious you would disqualify the Avoda. But if you don't learn it from there, then we don't have any Chilul associated with Onin, and we can't do this Kal V'chomer, because these have exceptions to the rule, right? I'm sorry, these have no exceptions, and Onin has an exception, okay, for the Kohen Gadol. So now what are they going to say? Tame yochiach, okay, but a tame also doesn't have any exceptions. Tame, you're always asur, although maybe we'll see not. Ma le tame shekem tame, okay, but wait, but a tame it also has its own chumrah, but hanach yochichu, but the other two will be mochiach. If you take now tame, balmum, and zahar, okay, so you have tame, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Ma le tame shekem, sorry. Tame yochiach, tame is hutar michlalo. In other words, tame has exceptions. What's the tame exception? Do you remember? Tuma hutra bitzibur. Remembers what that means? Tuma hutra bitzibur means if the majority of the people are tame, like let's say Karban Pesach comes and the majority of the people are tame, you can bring the sacrifice b'tuma. Once the tzibur, the majority of the people are tameim, you're allowed to do avoda in the mikdash. So tame will prove, because it doesn't have no exceptions, it has exceptions. So now you can't say the combination of the three of these, right, will show that it works. Okay? So now we're going to say, first maybe you could learn just from tame. The problem is tame has its own chumah that is metame. So therefore, hanach yuchlicha, we'll learn from all three, v'chazar adin, hatzad ha-shavesh ha-behen, shemuz harim, etc. Right? Okay, we don't have to repeat the whole thing. All three of these, it's usher to do, and you're disqualified. It's disqualified if you do it. So therefore, we'll learn to our case. So now they say, no, not necessarily the lifroch, you can knock it out. Mala tzad ha-shavesh ha-behen, shelo hutru michlalan, etzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. Okay. It's only korbanot tzibur that are hutru, because tumah hutru b'tzibur. So if you take a case of the kohen gadol and a korban yachid, what could you say? They're not, right? It's not mutar, right? In other words, there's no exceptions for balmum, zar, and tame. Okay? So what do they say? But shame tumah mia ishtere. You can't use a specific, when you want to talk about a category in general of tameh, you can't learn it from tameh of a kohen gadol and a korban yachid. You learn it from the general concept of tumah, and tumah does have exceptions. Rav Mishar Shiyama, okay, so that's our third answer. Now we're getting to the fourth. So we learn it from a kavachomer, balmum, zar, and tameh. Now, in the general category of tumah. Comes from Masharshi, and he says, "Ati b'kavachomer miyoshev." Okay, again, we have, just like we had the last time, let's learn it from Yoshev. Again, they're going to say, right, so, "Ma Yoshev she'ochel," he can eat kodshim, and yet, imavad chilel, but yet, if he did the avoda sitting, his work would be disqualified. "Onein she'no'ochel, enodin she'imavad chilel." So again, what are they going to say? "Ma liyoshev she'kem pasul eidut," right? Again, they could say, oh no, you can learn it from Yoshev Tami Chacham, who's not pasul eidut. No, but they say, "Ma l'shem Yoshev she'kem pasul eidut." Right, but you could still say the general category of Yoshev has a chumrah, even though by Talmid Chacham it wouldn't be, and therefore you couldn't learn it. Again, they say Shem Yoshev Lo Parech. Either you say Shem Yoshev Lo Parech, right? We don't apply sitting in the mikdash to sitting, right? We don't connect that between sitting in a court. Ve'imtim Tzalom Parech, and if you do think so, Atim Yoshev Umichad Mehanach. You could learn it from Yoshev and one of the others. Okay, pick your choice, right? Whichever one you want now at this point. Okay. So like I said, very easy structure. Maybe the details were more complicated, but the structure is three approaches to prove Zar is disqualified, who does Avoda, four approaches to say Onen is disqualified from Avoda, and now we're going to have, about the Onen, we're going to say that maybe Onen is only disqualified when it comes to Korbanot Yachid and not Korbanot Tzibur. Okay? So Onen Posel, Amar Rava Lo Shanu Ela B'Korban Yachid, Aval B'Korban Tzibur Miratzeh. If you did, an onen did work in a korban tzibur, it would be accepted. Okay, why is that? Kavachomer mituma. Now we're going to have some very complicated kavachomers again. He's going to give a kavachomer, and the other guy's going to say, "What are you talking about? I can take your kavachomer, flip it on its head, and learn all sorts of crazy halachot from which are clearly not true." So here's his kavachomer. Ma tuma shelohu tra michlala etzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. By tuma, there's no exceptions for who? Right? There's exceptions b'tzibur, but there's no exceptions for, it could have been either zili also a kohen adyot, but also a kohen gadol b'korban yachid, there's no exceptions. And yet, hu tra etzel hadyot b'korban tzibur, right? So tuma, which there's no exceptions by a kohen gadol and a korban yachid, but has exceptions by a hadyot and a korban tzibur, so aninut shu'tra michlala etzal kohen gadol b'korban yachid eino din shu'tra etzal kohen adyot b'korban tzibur. Aninut, which is allowed to a kohen gadol in a korban yachid, he's allowed to work, all the more so should it be allowed for him to eino din shu'tra etzal kohen adyot b'korban tzibur, right? So shouldn't you say then, if the kohen, right, the kohen gadol has a more chamor din by tumah, right, b'yichidut, right, if he does the work when he's a yachid, it's not going to be mutar. But yet, a kohen hadyot who does it b'tzibur will be mutar. So therefore, when it comes to onen, that the kohen, when we're lenient for the kohen gadol, we should also be lenient by the regular kohen and say it's not disqualified. Again, we're not going to say it's allowed, but we're going to say it's not disqualified. So matkifla Rava Bar Ahilai. Rava Bar Ahilai says to him, we saw him the other day also, what does he say? Lo totir aninut etz kohen gadol b'korban yachid mikal v'chomer. You can't say aninut. You can't right. Lo totir aninut etz kohen gadol b'korban yachid mikal v'chomer. We should say like this: Uma tuma shehutra etz kohen idyot b'tzibur. Okay, a tuma is hutra b'tzibur. I'm going to take your kal v'chomer and flip it. We can start like this: if tuma is allowed for a kohen hedyot for a public sacrifice, but yet lo hutra etzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid, but we don't allow a kohen gadol who's a yachid to do the avoda b'tuma. So aninut shelo hutra etzel kohen idyot b'korban tzibur. So if aninut is not allowed for a regular kohen b'korban tzibur, ein odin shelo tutar etzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. In other words, we can say according to that logic, we should allow the kohen gadol to do. One second, aninut shelo tra etzel kohen idyot b'korban tzibur, Right? We don't allow it. So then we shouldn't allow it either for the Kohen Gadol. Okay, basically, I take your Kavah Chomer, I flip it, and what will we come to the conclusion? That a Kohen Gadol, who's owning, can't do the Avodah in a Korban Yachid. Okay? So I don't like your logic there. And according to you, also, we could be Totar Tum'ah, we could allow Tum'ah, it's a Kohen Gadol, but Korban Yachid. I could also flip your Kavah Chomer and come to the conclusion that Tum'ah by a Kohen Gadol in a Korban Yachid is Dafka allowed. Okay, a Kohen can sacrifice for Tum'ah. How so? Mikavah Chomer. Uma ani nucha lo hutar itza kohen idyo b'korban tzibur, but hutra itza kohen gadol b'korban yachid. If ani nut is not allowed b'kohen idyo in a korban tzibur, but yet it's mutar for kohen gadol b'korban yachid, right? A kohen gadol can, as an individual korban can go to his avoda, even if he's an onen. So tuma shehutra itza kohen idyo b'korban tzibur, we allow a regular kohen to do a korban when he's tamei, so eno din shehutra itza kohen gadol b'korban yachid. Shouldn't we allow that? And below tutar tuma, it's a kohen adyop, a korban tzibur mikavachomer. And then you could say, well, then you shouldn't allow tuma be korban tzibur by a kohen adyot according to your logic. What's the logic? Mikavachomer. Umani nu chu try it's a kohen gadol be korban yachid, lo hu try it's a kohen adyop, a korban tzibur. If you have any nut, which is allowed for kohen gadol in a korban yachid, but not allowed for kohen adyot in a korban tzibur, right? Kohen adyot can't work if he's onen. So tuma, which is not hutar, it's a kohen gadol b'korban yachid. Ein odin shelo tutar b'kohen adyot b'korban tzibur, right? So if we take aninut as our model, we could say, ah, well, the kohen gadol can't do it when he's tameh, so also the tzibur can't do it. Yeah, the kohen hedyot can't do it when the tzibur is tameh. And then we wouldn't allow that. So therefore, let's just finish the last two lines. Ela ikal mifrachachi v'ikal mifrachachi. In other words, this kavah chomer can go in any which direction. And therefore, kochada v'chada teku biduchte. Teku here doesn't mean teku like a tie, right? We leave it open. Here it means, teku really means tekom. It will stand. Each place stands like in its place, okay? Meaning that since it talked about aninut in general in the Torah, and it didn't distinguish yachid and tzibur, okay, whereas tuma, it was clear that there's a distinction yachid and tzibur. So by tuma, where it's clear there's a distinction in the Torah, we'll make the distinction. By onen, we're not going to make the distinction, and therefore he basically rejects Rava. Okay, so Rava tried to bring Kav Chomer to prove his point. Was it Rava? Yeah, it was Rava. And Rava Bar Eli flipped it on his head and said, you could come to all sorts of against halacha conclusions from what you're saying, and therefore we say it applies both in a korban yachid and in a korban tzibur.